And it's 1:32. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We're breaking into our programming this hour to bring you coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. Anakin, yesterday we saw 878 new cases of COVID-19, the largest single day increase ever since the pandemic began. Now we go live to you, Governor Hutchinson.
Version of COVID-19, our daily update, and I appreciate many of our team coming in on the state holiday, but this was an important message to convey today, and we wanted to make sure that we gave our daily update as we enter into the 4th of July holiday weekend. I'm pleased to be joined by Secretary Nate Smith, the Department of Health, and then also Dr. Jose Romero, the Department of Health, and then today as a special guest, John Wilkerson, who is General Counsel of the Arkansas Municipal League, that we'll have some comments to make a little bit later. Let me first go to our case report. And yesterday we had 22,075 cases. Today we have an additional 547 cases. That brings it to 22,622. Of the 547, 365 were in the community, and 182 were in correctional facilities. Hospitalizations increased by 13 to 285, and we've had two additional deaths that brings it to 281. The top three counties, it's interesting, we had Washington County had 84 new cases, Benton County 74, Pulaski County 74, and the rest though were all under 20, and so you had the concentration in those three counties. In terms of testing, we tested 6,947 over the last 24 hours, so almost 7,000. I did want to go through the same information in slide form so that we can keep an idea on the trend lines. And as you can see, today representing 547 cases, you'll see the rolling average, 7-day rolling average. The next slide, there we go. And you can see, hopefully, even though we had yesterday a very large spike, it's back down, but we want to get it lower than that. We've got a lot of work to do still. And then the next slide, you see the number of active cases. We're over 6,000 active cases, which is a lot of work for our contact tracers to monitor those. You'll see the number of currently hospitalized that dipped down under 300. It's a dip up, but we're still under 300 in terms of our hospitalizations. We continue to watch that. And then I wanted to show you some information, and this is a little bit of a teaser for next week because we're going to provide more information next Wednesday. And the Runway Group sponsored this poll, an Arkansas adult survey, June 29th through the 30th. We'll go to the next one and you'll see the methodology. It was 600 likely voter interviews, which are actually all adults, and was stratified by county. Margin of error plus or minus 4%. And then we'll go to the next one. This is the question. I'm not showing the entire poll today, but I wanted to show this one question. And we're going to next Wednesday go through a lot more questions about public attitudes and how they're approaching the pandemic and the public health guidance that's been issued as well. One of the questions asked in the survey was, do you wear personal protective equipment like a mask in public places? And as you can see, 82% answered yes, 16% no. Now, I recognize that when we say 86% utilize personal protective equipment, that doesn't mean they have it on 100% of the time, or they're going to be an occasion that they're socially distanced that you're going to see them without it. But the fact that 82% recognize the need for wearing a mask in public places is a significant step forward in terms of education and the awareness that we've tried to make the people of Arkansas understand. And then the next one, And this is the age breakdown, showing, of course, the older generation, 65 plus, has the highest level of usage, and then it steps down by age, and then, of course, 18 to 24, it's a 67% compliance level, awareness level, and 25 to 34, 78%. So we still have some work to do there. And then the last one is just a little bit interesting. So the question was for the 16% who said they did not wear masks, the question was, being as specific as possible, why do you not wear a mask? And 15, and these are not percentages, but these are raw numbers, 15 said not effective, 12 said not necessary, 11 said the virus is a hoax, 10 of them had a breathing or health issue that's important to recognize. Some just said they're careful and they social distance, and you can see the different responses that are as to why people say they do not wear a mask. Thank goodness that's the minority, but it gives us an understanding of some legitimate reasons and others that we just provide more education on. And so with that'll be all for now on the slides, and Dr. Smith will come back with two additional points there. But as earlier in the week, I started looking at a potential communication with the cities and a stronger partnership with the cities in terms of their desire in some instances to require the wearing of masks. And so I asked the Arkansas Municipal League to draft me a model ordinance that would allow cities that opted to do that the opportunity to require a mask under this model ordinance. And as you know, I've had two concerns about a mask mandate across the state. One was that I did not believe that the public education had been fully accomplished, and that we wanted to rely upon public education first and increase the awareness of that. Clearly, I think the survey shows that the public is largely aware of the benefits of wearing a mask, and many of them do. And secondly, the concern I had was consistency in approach. I did not want to have 500 cities across Arkansas having 500 different ordinances and all approaching it in different ways. And I think that's a common theme. Even the cities, I think, would like to have some common approach to that. And so the survey shows that public education has worked, that there's public acceptance, and the Arkansas Municipal League has helped us with a model ordinance for cities to consider. And so today, I am announcing an executive order that I have signed, which gives cities in Arkansas the authority to adopt the model ordinance, which would require the wearing of masks. Let me emphasize that this is a local option. No one's mandated to do it. It's an option for cities to give them more flexibility if they have a community in which they might have a surge in cases. And the second point, of course, is this model ordinance provides a consistency in approach across the state. And so with that, I'd like to have John Wilkerson, General Counsel for Municipal League, to come and explain that model ordinance. John?
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson. You are listening to KYR 89.1.
Thank you, Governor, and thank you for working with us and the cities and towns of Arkansas. We agree that consistency is incredibly important, and which is why this ordinance, this model ordinance, says that the city is going to require the usage of masks in accordance with the guidelines of the Department of Health. We all know it's extremely important to mask up, and so the ordinance first emphasizes that importance and emphasizes that by not wearing a mask, you pose a direct threat to your community. And along the lines of the education, the model ordinance says that cities will use law enforcement and city officials to educate and encourage the usage of masks, which we think is the most reasonable and appropriate way to continue to encourage and educate folks to wear masks. And finally, the ordinance is geared towards supporting local businesses who, as we've seen, have had challenges in enforcing the requirement to wear masks. So we make sure that law enforcement is available to assist local businesses who need to or find the need to enforce the wearing of masks and are need an extra tool at their disposal. And with that, that's all I have, Governor. That's the highlights. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, John. And let me emphasize that the Municipal League has really been a good partner in this. We've worked on this for over a week, and I think this will be well received by our cities. It's an option for them to consider. And with that, I know Dr. Smith has a couple points to bring home to everybody as we enter the fourth weekend.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. You're listening to KYR.
Thank you, Governor. First, I'll go a few more details on the numbers, and then a few points and let you get to your 4th of July weekend. As the Governor mentioned, we had 547 new cases since yesterday. 182 of those are coming from correctional facilities, 365 from the community. So our total of 22,622 total cases. Of those, 6,177 are active cases. And of those active cases, 156 are in nursing homes, 671 are in correctional facilities, 5,350 are active cases in the community. We have had a net increase of 13 in our currently hospitalized, so we have 285 currently hospitalized. We've had one additional patient on a ventilator, so currently we have 70 patients on ventilators. We've had two additional deaths, so we're up to a total of 281 deaths. For recovered, we have 16,164 who have recovered. That's an increase of 466 from yesterday. Our top counties, we only have three counties that have more than 20 cases. Of those, the top one is Washington County at 84 cases since yesterday. Pulaski at 74, and Benton County is also tied for 74. All the other counties have fewer than 20 cases. We have continued to test at a good rate. We tested 6,947 people yesterday, so we're well on target for our 180,000 for the month. I wanted to go ahead and go to the next slide. Going into this 4th of July weekend, I want to sort of compare and contrast with Memorial Day weekend. What we have here on the left are the total active cases that we had the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. And the dark bar is the total active cases, and the light pink is the total active cases in the community. And we had 1,063 total active cases in the community going into Memorial Day weekend. Going into 4th of July weekend, we have 6,177 total cases and 5,350 total active cases in the community. And just looking at total active cases in the community, we have five times as many now going into this holiday weekend as we did going into Memorial Day weekend. What that means is that the same activities are going to have five times the risk. You're five times more likely to be in contact with someone who's an active case. So things you might have gotten away with over Memorial Day weekend are going to be riskier this weekend. So it's more important this weekend to take those precautions to prevent COVID-19 spread this weekend. If you can go to the next slide, and the things that I'm talking about, particularly, first of all, outdoor gatherings are safer than indoor gatherings because there's greater ventilation, more opportunities spread out, and have those that physical distancing. Limiting the number of attendees. The more people that you have in your group that you're socializing with, the greater the chance that at least one of them is going to be an active case, likely asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, but still able to spread COVID-19. The third is practicing physical distancing. And if you're outside, especially, there's plenty of room to maintain at least a 6-foot distance. We don't have to be so close that we're breathing one another's air. And then we've talked about masks a lot, but wearing masks, if you cannot practice consistently that 6 foot of physical distancing, and that means it's best probably to wear a mask in most of these social gatherings where you may be coming closer to each other when you're sharing food or whatever. If we do these things, we can really limit the spread of COVID-19 and still enjoy our holiday, still enjoy other people, and celebrate the birth of this nation and our independence. Remember, this weekend is a higher risk than it was Memorial Day, so let's try and keep it as safe as possible. And I know that many of you have already started your 4th of July weekend, but for those of us, we'll start after this is over. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. And with that, we're happy to take any questions. Leslie.
So the mask ordinance, we have a copy. Does it allow a mandate, or is it just allowing cities to encourage?
There's a mandate. So the model ordinance provides that upon consultation with the Department of Health and the Governor's Office, the city of requires the usage of facial coverings as recommended by the Department of Health. And so it ties in the public health guidelines with the ordinance, but that would be a mandate consistent with the public health guidelines.
So are the cities allowed to have a penalty for not wearing the mask?
The model ordinance provides that local law enforcement will act in a support capacity to local businesses that wish to enforce the use of masks upon their premises. And so it can be enforced in terms of a business. There's not a penalty provision. The law enforcement is there to enforce it in terms of education, advising them of that, but this is not something that would carry arrest authority.
What if the business doesn't want to enforce that ordinance on their property?
All right, John, do you want to address that?
Sure, I didn't
catch the question. Come on up here, John.
This is John Wilkerson, General Counsel for the Arkansas Municipal League.
Doesn't want to enforce the ordinance on it, on its own premises.
Well, the city has the authority, of course, to still educate and inform the requirement of masks. And if, like I said, educate the importance of it, inform about the ordinance, and hopefully that does it.
I mean, is there any other way to force the business to comply?
There's no enforcement mechanism, which is kind of part of the issue we've been having, is how to enforce it. So we took the approach that educating and informing is the most reasonable and measured approach right now. So there's no enforcement in it, but that was by design.
Are there any details on the new cases in Pulaski County in general terms where the cases might be located or coming from?
Dr. Smith, you want to address that?
And Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith again.
We've not identified any specific clusters. As we do our case investigations, we find links to other positive individuals, but we've not seen any large outbreaks or clusters that we can identify at this time. We have some small clusters here and there, and some of these may link to those, but there's not a new cluster that we've identified at this point.
Yes.
Governor, do you think you'll regret not developing this model ordinance sooner?
Well, whenever you look at the results of the survey and the fact that you've had, 82%, I believe it was, say that they are wearing protective equipment and masks, I think that the strategy has been very effective in educating the public, bringing that compliance level up, and that's been a combination of our efforts as well as just the seriousness of the virus. that everyone sees out there. So I think this has been a good, effective approach, but this is a good second step. I've had some inquiries from cities that wanted to be able to take some steps, and so this allows them to do that, but it's in a more consistent way statewide, so that we don't have multiple different standards but one standard. Is there any question remotely?
Yeah, Governor, this is Andrew with AP. On the mask, on the model ordinance, a couple questions. Does it exempt any businesses, or are there any locations where masks wouldn't be required? And also, what does this do for Fayetteville's ordinance? Do you see the superseding Fayetteville's ordinance, or has your stance changed that you're not taking any action to block their ordinance?
Well, first of all, in reference to the city of Fayetteville, I had a great conversation with Mayor Jordan this week. I think it was part on us that we did not have as effective a communication as we should have previously, and that's on me. I take responsibility for that. We can work through the Municipal League on any changes that are needed in the ordinances that are out there. Obviously, the previous directives and executive order makes it clear that our state guidelines is what governs, and that's what this now will tie in a state ordinance to those guidelines. And I think you asked the question, were there any businesses that were exempt? And that's what's good about this model ordinance, is that you can go directly to our public health guidelines now and see what's required of businesses, what's required of restaurants, what's required of mask wearing, and the recommendations for mask as well in public venues where you cannot social distance. So this ties it all in together, and so any exemptions and any specifics will be covered by our public health guidelines.
Governor?
Okay.
Governor?
I can hear you.
Oh, yes. Okay. This is Mike McNeil at MagnoliaReporter.com. I go to the post office every day, and it's rare to see more than a fourth of the customers wearing masks. You can go to any Walmart and realize that only a fraction of the public wears masks. If it's true that 82% of the public wears masks, where's the pressure coming from, or where's the need to encourage the creation of a model city ordinance for mask wearing?
Well, in terms of the survey results, you can look at that question, you can interpret it for yourself as to people's answering that. And I know you're citing what your impression is in Magnolia. I've seen opposite impressions in different parts of the state, and there is some geographic differences there. So we're succeeding in our effort to encourage and educate on mask wearing. This model ordinance is an additional tool that the cities can utilize, and if there needs to, we'd be happy to work with the Municipal League. If there's some adjustments that are appropriate, we can consider those, but I think this is a good model ordinance to take it a step further. Leslie.
I want to ask about the absentee ballot issue. I have heard people who know better than I do that it, without an executive order, it leaves room for litigation against perhaps the result.
I disagree with that. I think that it's, to me, I read the law, and I think it's amply obvious that if someone has a health concern about going to vote at a polling place because of COVID-19, then that is a logical interpretation of the existing law, and that's now been affirmed by the chairman of the State Board of Election Commissioners. So I think that puts that issue to rest. If there is a need for an executive order down the road, I certainly have no problem with doing that, but I've always said that I think this solves that problem. If there's other issues that need to be addressed, we'll look at what should be specified in an executive order if the circumstances require it.
I wasn't clear on, do you Are you planning to take any action to bring the ordinances in Little Rock and Fayetteville in line with the model ordinance?
I've already made my statements on those ordinances. The governing law in Arkansas is the executive orders that we have and the guidance that is provided through the public health. I've made some comments about those previously. I think this sets the model ordinance in place that I hope that if cities want to adopt it, then that's what they will consider. Yes.
With the number of active cases that we have now, would it be best for Arkansans to just stay home this weekend?
Well, Dr. Smith probably would say from a public health standpoint, that would be terrific. That would really, really reduce the opportunity to pass the virus on or to contract the virus. But we live in a real world, and that's not the requirement. And I do hope that people, particularly if you're in a vulnerable age, that you will be careful. But we provide masks and the guidance on that and the social distancing. And if you follow those, just like Dr. Smith put up there, some of the activities that are acceptable on the 4th, to go outside and to be safe at a distance. So I think we have to use common sense as well as follow those guidelines. I don't think we have to be locked up in the house, but if that's what someone chooses, then that's certainly going to be a public health benefit. Dr. Smith, I'll give you the last word if you want to add to that.
And again, Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Well, I would agree with the governor. I mean, strictly from a communicable disease perspective, everyone ought to stay home and hold their breath for the weekend. But, you know, this is a highly communicable virus, but we have learned the things that we can do to reduce the risk of spread. And it is possible, it's healthy to get outside, to do some activities, as long as we are keeping the physical distancing, wearing the mask, avoiding large groups. All these things can be done safely. Nothing in life is 100% safe, but we can do these safely enough to minimize the risk of spread of COVID-19. It's when we depart from these guidelines and are in groups where we're basically breathing each other's air, that's when we have the real risk of spread of COVID-19. And we saw some of those activities occur over Memorial Day weekend. If those happen over July 4th weekend, the risk of transmission of COVID-19 is much greater because we have more active cases in the state.
Thank you very much today. I hope you all have a wonderful 4th.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief update on the case numbers we heard today. The state saw an additional 547 new coronavirus cases for a total of 22,622. Of those, 182 came from correctional facilities in the state and 365 were from members of the general public. We saw an increase after, I believe it was 2 days, in the past 2 days, decreasing hospitalization numbers. We saw an increase of 13 additional Arkansans hospitalized with COVID-19 today. That brought the total to 285. And we unfortunately saw two additional deaths from COVID-19, bringing that total there to 281. And with today's increase of 547 new cases, that brought the number of active cases in Arkansas to 6,177. Again, Northwest Arkansas leading the increase in new COVID-19 cases today. 84 cases from Washington County, 74 from Benton County, also 74 cases here in Pulaski County. And then the big news essentially for today, Governor Hutchinson essentially easing his stance toward allowing individual cities and municipalities in Arkansas to issue orders requiring all of their residents to essentially wear masks in public. The governor has been pretty against that in the past, but today he announced that he has signed an executive order that essentially provides a draft mask ordinance. Some cities, like Little Rock and Fayetteville, have done their own mask ordinances. But he has said that in the past that's been superseded by state law. Today he is signing this executive order, issuing this draft ordinance allowing cities to mandate wearing of masks consistent with the Department of Health's public health guidelines. However, there is no real enforcement of that. We heard an official with the Arkansas Municipal League say essentially that's by design. Law enforcement can act in sort of a support capacity to businesses that are wishing to enforce masks, but there is no penalty provision. You cannot be arrested for not wearing a mask. And again, it is optional. Cities and towns in Arkansas do not have to do this. They can continue to not issue any sort of ordinance requiring their residents to wear masks. But this is essentially a draft ordinance that any city and town in Arkansas can basically just insert their name there, and then that will become a local ordinance and not in conjunction with state law. We'd heard in the past that similar mask orders in Little Rock and Fayetteville, Governor Hutchinson had said because there is no statewide mask provision and because their state law trumps local law, that those local mask ordinances essentially aren't enforceable. So now the governor essentially coming out with this local mask ordinance that has the state's blessing. So individual cities and towns can enact that ordinance, and it will be essentially in harmony with the state's regulations on that. But of course, still no statewide mask order in Arkansas. This falls on individual municipalities to enact this ordinance, and essentially they cannot enforce it, but law enforcement, local law enforcement, can act in sort of a support capacity for local businesses wishing to enforce that mask ordinance. Of course, if cities and towns do choose to enact that, again, it is optional. And again, you have been listening to the Governor's Daily Briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock. And again, Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith saying a bit about the upcoming 4th of July holiday tomorrow, saying that essentially you are five times more at risk of getting COVID-19 from any sort of public gathering that you may attend for this 4th of July, five times more at risk than the Memorial Day holiday, I should say, as we have that just over 6,100 active cases of COVID-19. So Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith said, in a perfect world, you should probably stay home during the 4th of July. But again, the governor is saying this is the real world that we live in. So just, again, stressing the importance of masks, social distancing, and good hygiene. Again, you have been listening to the governor's daily briefing on the coronavirus today. For 547 new cases to 22,622. Two additional deaths for a total of 281, 13 additional hospitalizations for a total of 285. Thanks again for listening. Tune in during All Things Considered this afternoon for a more in-depth rundown. This is KYR News.